So now I think we shall concentrate on other local news in our area. I am joined now by my husband Mark, who will start us off with the news that one of the earliest Norwich Union buildings in the city centre could be set for conversion into housing.
Bignold House on Surrey Street became part of the insurance giant's estate in 1819, 190 years before the company became known as Aviva. Completed around 1764 and originally used as a mansion house, it was bought by the company to serve a mixed use as offices and as the family home of company founder Thomas Bignold's son, Samuel. The prominent building has remained a part of the family estate ever since, but has been empty for the past decade and has become a victim of dry rot. Now, though, plans have been lodged to convert it into a housing development, providing a mixture of one- and two-bedroom flats and a single townhouse, consisting of 14 properties in total. Submitted by Lampro on behalf of Bignold Estates Limited, the plans would see the former mansion put into residential use for the first time in several years, having most recently solely been used as office space.
Scammers and cold callers are capitalising on the coronavirus outbreak, police have warned, following a near miss in the county. An elderly person living in the north of the county was telephoned by somebody claiming to be from a company called Southern Electric, promising to help them with their electricity bill. The person was told by the caller that they would visit their home and in exchange for £520 in cash, £5,000 would be put into their electricity bill as part of helping people through the coronavirus outbreak. But for the person's bank refusing to allow the victim to withdraw that amount of cash, the scam may have succeeded. Chief Inspector Craig Miller of Norfolk Constabulary said, "It's great that communities across Norfolk are coming together to help one another during these unprecedented times. However, we sadly know from previous experience that criminals will take advantage of any opportunity for their own means, and this situation is no different. We would urge residents, particularly those who are vulnerable, to only deal with people they trust, and if anyone has any doubts about those who are approaching them and are concerned, we advise that they don't engage and report suspicious behaviour to police. The majority of groups are well-intentioned and will be working through charities or through a local authority and should have proof that they are doing so. The warnings have been echoed by Norfolk County Council's Trading Standards Team, which is working alongside police to keep abreast of any potential threats and warned that some scammers had been posing as members of the British Red Cross.
Parents have helped plant more than 400 hedgerow saplings as part of a project to rewild a school playing field to create a living resource that can be used for science lessons. Students and teachers at Hewitt Academy were joined by parents, alumni and local residents to enjoy a day of fresh air, physical exercise, climate change action and community spirit as they kick-started the rewilding projects in celebration of British Science Week. The scheme, which will be transformed part of the school's large playing field, is the brainchild of science teacher Dr. Scott Taylor, a keen gardener who has taught at the school for 11 years. He has teamed up with parent-led group Friends of Hewitt, a registered charity that supports pupils at the small secondary school on Cecil Road in Norwich. He said the project's aim was to realise his visions of a well-being eco-garden, which he plans to grow into a living science resource for students present and future. "We planted over 400 hedgerow plants," explained Dr. Taylor, "and in the future we hope to build a pond and a bug hotel so pupils can gather and examine wildlife specimens back in the science labs as part of their studies." Local residents and parents who took part were urged to bring along a spade or fork and a picnic for the event. "We had an amazing turnout," said Friends of Hewitt Chair Rebecca Atkinson. "Over 65 people turned up on a Sunday afternoon, including lots of pupils, to help dig for our school."
The father of a Norfolk engineer is proud as punch as his son is nominated to be the best in the country. Luke Towers, 30, a director of Bruce Towers & Sons Limited, was awarded the Eastern County's Best Heating Engineer and is now in contention for the National Award. The company, which is based in Fakenham, serves people across Norfolk with plumbing, gas heating, bathrooms and wood heaters. Bruce Towers, Luke's dad and owner of the company, said, "He's always been ambitious. He sleeps and breathes plumbing and I'm proud as punch for him and he deserves this recognition. This is massive for the company and him. I'm chuffed to bits for him." Mr. Towers, who owns the company, which he started in 1983, has seen Luke grow in his role, having started with him from the age of 14 during summer holidays and weekends. Luke joined the company at age 16, going to college to get his qualifications, and he's now preparing to take over the company from his dad.